Did you know there's a creature in the Chesapeake Bay that can filter up to 50 gallons of water in one day? Perhaps one of the most iconic species in the Chesapeake, the eastern oyster, is an essential part of the bay's ecosystem. Their powerful vacuum-like ability to filter large amounts of water helps create a balanced ecosystem where many species can thrive. They continually pump water through their gills to trap food and nutrients, which also traps sediments and chemicals. This helps underwater grass grow by allowing more sunlight to reach the bottom, which in turn allows other aquatic life to survive. Many creatures depend on a hard bottom substrate as a place to grow, including oysters, barnacles, mussels, and anemones. Additionally, the formation of the reef offers a habitat to different species of worms, mollusks, and fish. The abundance of these organisms are vital to the survival of larger wildlife such as crabs. Oysters are very important to our ecosystem, and despite being so small, they have a lot of fascinating characteristics. These bivalve mollusks have two shells that are always full of water when closed. This allows them to survive for long periods of time without having to open their mouth. The thicker, lower valve, or shell, attaches itself to a hard surface underwater. The top valve is typically flatter and smaller and is held to the lower valve with a thick, strong muscle. This muscle acts like a hinge, opening and closing as it pumps water through the gills. Eastern oysters reproduce by broadcast spawning. Females release their eggs at the same time that several male oysters release their sperm. A single female can release as many as 150 million eggs in her lifetime. When they hatch, all oysters are male, and as they mature, some change to females. Juvenile oysters are called spat and put all of their energy into shell growth by obtaining calcium carbonate from the water. Oysters typically grow up to an inch per year. Adult oysters can grow up to 8 inches and are sessile, which means they stay in one place. You can find oysters in estuaries, bays, and brackish water. They can withstand wide variations of temperature and salinity. Although they are adaptable to many changes, oysters have experienced a severe decline in population. According to the organization, Oysters for the Bay, the Chesapeake has lost 99% of its historic oyster population. Oysters used to be so plentiful that they could filter the entire bay in 3.3 days. Now it takes over a year to filter the bay. This devastating decline is the result of overharvesting, habitat destruction, and water pollution. However, oyster conservation and restoration efforts are on the rise. Many organizations in Maryland are leading conservation efforts. One program uses large tanks to produce spat and then fills the tanks with oyster shells and water. The spat attaches to the old oyster shell, and those oysters are then released onto sanctuary reefs in the Chesapeake. Additionally, some homeowners along the bay are participating in a free oyster farm program. The Marylanders Grow Oysters program gives oysters an 80 to 90% chance of survival compared to oysters in the wild, who have a 10 to 20% chance of survival. Participants receive a cage full of spat on shell oysters to hang off their dock to grow. Oysters are then transplanted to reefs after just one growing season. Rehabilitating this population will have an everlasting positive impact on the ecosystem. Try to imagine a summer without blue crabs or rockfish or hundreds of other species. Not to mention the economic impact that oysters have on local restaurants, fishermen, and our economy. Oysters may or may not be your favorite meal, but either way, they provide endless benefits to the bay's ecosystem and our economy. You can learn more about our listening area's bivalves by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.